Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello.
The diva's down yet again.
My voice.
Sequestered in his lair. Voice fading.
Sultry, though.
Pallor. Gray.
Yeah, Laura goes, you look pale.
You look kind of pale.
Well, that's what happens,
that's what
when,
happens when you get sick. You don't see the sun for 7 days.
No.
Have you been inside for 7 days?
I walk mango and I go to get my smoothie.
Love that.
But I'm keeping it tight.
Keeping the shades drawn.
Yeah. But you know, my skin is cleared though, which is nice.
Was it congested?
My skin was just, I was a little broken out, and I feel like the plague has cleared my skin up.
Work.
Giving myself a mustache.
Did you have a fever?
No. I had aches. I don't really get fevers, though. I'm just coughing a ton.
You got whatever mango had.
Maybe. There's divas down all over the country right now.
Yeah, divas down left and right.
I had to miss some holiday soirees. Laura and I were going to see Tim Dillon.
I know, but then he dropped out, so it was like for the best.
Maybe he got sick, too.
Maybe.
Maybe he's a diva down.
Thankfully, I have escaped this like mass illness. I'm sure it's coming though once I board a plane.
Perhaps Gaia spares you for what you went through in the last month.
I pray, but I could also see a version where I get sick while I'm at home, which is adding insult to injury.
An Oklahoma sick. Mm-hmm. You're about to have like a Hallmark movie type Christmas. Big city girl goes home to Oklahoma.
Not so much. It's just more of like a low-grade depression Christmas.
Well, you can make it into a Hallmark movie.
But yeah, I thought that I was like being smart about traveling, and then I saw the breakdown. They were like, they say that December 23rd and the 28th are the most hectic travel days of the year, and I was like, great, the 2 days that I'll be flying.
I know. I'm flying on the 23rd too.
I wish I wasn't going anywhere.
What time are you leaving? Maybe we'll see you in the airport.
You probably won't, because I have to go to that weird little American Eagle terminal that's like
we've gone
third
on that.
World country of American Airlines.
They made us go on that when we were going to maybe Salt Lake. They said, get your asses down.
It's truly a fate worse than death to be relegated to that terminal. And every single time I fly to Oklahoma City, it's that weird terminal for me. There's no escaping it.
It's very much the set of Wings.
It's a true death march to go get on the bus, board the bus, and then get bused to that terminal. Is very like...
It's a little Soviet.
I don't want to say World War II-esque, but it very much is.
No.
I'm invoking it, and I'll say it now. Say what no one else wants to admit, is that it's not right. It's human rights violation, and...
LAX is very...
I don't stand for it. LAX is a human rights violation from start to finish. The second you set foot out your door, the second one toe touches the pavement outside the safety of your front door, you're subjected to horrors beyond your own comprehension. From the Uber ride there, will they come? Will they not? Will they take 40 minutes to arrive? Will they take 1 minute and then leave? Will your scheduled Uber show up on time? Will they wait 5 minutes for you to get your little bustle out the door and into the car? Or will they leave? Will you arrive at the airport and then sit in an hour's worth of traffic just in spitting distance of the door that you need to drop off at?
It's all
you get harassed by airline employees when you just try and check your bags and take your dog on the plane. Will you be able to just go through clear, or will they ask you for your ID inexplicably, even though you paid $189 to be clear and have your retinas scanned and like serve to like any business that wants to pay for that data?
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/sexyunique.